Welcome to the Not Old Better Show Fitness Friday series. I'm host Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 210. Today's show, part of our Fitness Friday series, is another great one. And as always, I think we've come across some very interesting, helpful, and insightful information for you. Today we're speaking with Felicity Mandel from the Queensland Ballet in Queensland, Australia.
The Not Old Better Show Fitness Friday News.
You will likely recall the recent scientific research published last week and confirms that, and here's the headline, older people advised to dance for better posture, flexibility, energy, and happiness. You recall from the research that the Queensland Ballet Project began in 2017 to critically investigate older adults' motivations to participate in ballet and its health and well-being outcomes. The research criteria established focus groups of participants in the ballet classes who were interviewed and surveyed before and after a 3-month ballet class program. The research report found a love of ballet played a significant role in their motivation, and the participants tended to be people who had danced when they were young girls and women. It said the classes were making a difference for the older dancers physically, emotionally, and mentally, and because they had danced previously, they were able to know the difference between how they felt and how they now feel. Our guest today, Felicity Mandel, Queensland Ballet Director of Strategy and Global Engagement, says the project aimed to provide a detailed understanding of the motivations and experiences of ballet class participants and potential participants to inform how Queensland Ballet could best deliver programs that addressed their needs. Join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show, Felicity Mandel. Well, Felicity Mandel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm in Australia, which is very exciting to be connecting with you on the other side of the world.
Well, thank you, especially for that, because I know that my time here early evening is very early for you. So I really doubly appreciate talking to you.
Pleasure. I've had my coffee. I've even had breakfast. So we're in a good position.
Good, good. Well, in your role with Queensland Ballet, you work with a particular audience that I think is very much relevant to my audience. And you found that ballet dancing makes older Australians happier and more energetic. So through that study, describe it a little bit and why it was important for Queensland Ballet to do this in the first place.
Paul, we've been offering ballet classes for what we call active older adults for about 3 years now. And the reason we define them in that terminology as active older adults is that we don't want to necessarily put an age around it, but we certainly want people to identify with Queensland Ballet and to see something that they think that they can be involved in. So our Ballet for Seniors classes run of a Sunday. They're part of a suite of activity that we call Seniors in Studio. And within that, our program, specifically Ballet for Seniors, has had a high uptake of registrations from people of all walks of life, dancers, people who've never danced, people who have longed to dance, and people who actually just want to stay really fit and healthy and are looking to find that well-being aspect for themselves. So they're coming to Ballet for Seniors. They're also coming to some of our other programs, Tai Chi and Zumba Gold. But it's the Ballet for Seniors that we're particularly interested in, of course, being a ballet company ourselves, Queensland Ballet, our state company of Queensland in Australia. It's pertinent to us that we offer something that's really connected to our main program and our main stage work. So Ballet for Seniors seems like the appropriate opportunity there to get a range of people involved. And we've seen numbers rise. We've seen great connections across the community. We've seen friendship groups form, email distribution groups form. And it was that we were curious about what was actually going on in this particular class, Ballet for Seniors, to understand a little bit more around some of those community connections and the health and well-being aspects. So as you said, yes, we did. We've just concluded a research study published last month in March, And it's a wonderful study. It's a great document that we can now reference and look towards continuing to offer the best program that we possibly can for this certain demographic.
I think it's a fascinating study. We're going to put links up to where we can find that at the Queensland Ballet website. But tell me a little bit about why ballet makes this research so successful. What is it about ballet that does that?
Well, I'm an avid lover of ballet, so I'm probably going to give you the biased opinion. But certainly there's something really beautiful about the art form, and there's something that we know and we certainly understand connects right into the soul of people. So we say in our daily work at Queensland Ballet that ballet enriches lives and it creates magic. And we see that from our artists, through our artistic team and our production team who are creating magic all day, every day. But then we see it from our casual dance class participants, which is where the Ballet for Seniors program falls within, in that the participants are coming along, they're feeling enriched, they're feeling healthier, they're feeling better, I guess, more well. And then they're also connecting with friends and like-minded others. So there's that enrichment on a much deeper level where it's actually serving people beyond just that 1 hour experience of the class, but it's bringing a whole circle or cycle of a happier, healthier person as a result of doing the ballet classes.
Well, let's dig into that a little bit, because there are benefits beyond just posture and balance. Tell us a little bit about what you found with regard to socialization that goes on.
Sure. So when we instigated the research and we connected with Queensland University of Technology, we had an idea, I guess, that we were going to look quite holistically at the program, and starting from that very broad point, try and tap down and try and find something that was very fine-tuned in there. Now, without working with a bunch of physiotherapists and occupational therapists and people from the health and medical fields, we went kind of in a slightly left of field direction, in that there was something there around that social well-being that, as you said, wasn't necessarily connected to flexibility or agility or balance or, you know, cardiovascular health and well-being. But so we drilled right down to what was motivating people to come to the classes, why were they staying there, and if we tweaked the classes, if we took on their feedback and tweaked the classes ever so slightly, what was going to keep them there. And so it was an action research cycle. We went through the process of looking at all of those factors, the motivation, the retention, and then the ongoing benefits. And absolutely the outstanding finding was literally that it was that a much broader perception of health and well-being that was definitely the winner in this study.
Yeah, I just think that is just a fascinating component of it all. So tell us a little bit more about Queensland Ballet and the kind of the variety of dance classes that you really have there, because I've read in some of my research about Queensland Ballet that some of the other conditions that active older adults might face might be Parkinson's disease, but this is rolled into some of what you're doing there at Queensland Ballet too, right?
Absolutely. So we, every week, we run a suite of dance classes when our studios are no longer in use by our company. So our company is in-home, working day in, day out. Also our Queensland Ballet Academy program there. So our students who are training to feed into that, the career of being a ballet dancer. And so what our team or our department has looked at is when we have access to the studio outside of the core usage of the company, and how we can really serve the community and be a place where people feel a real sense of belonging, and where they can, you know, going back to those strategic goals, where they can feel enriched and where they can witness the magic. So we have morning classes, we have evening classes, we have weekend classes, we have courses for tiny tots starting at age naught with a parent or a carer, through to our seniors in studio suite, which we have identified is a very significant moment in people's lives. And so what we did a couple of years ago now is we isolated Sundays to be our seniors in studio day. And so the building, interestingly enough, provided a real sense of home. And we found that people were very, very comfortable in the home of Queensland Ballet, bringing their lunch along, having morning tea, ensuring there were tea and coffee available. And from that, we saw that a significant, creation of a community. And as you said, our program around Dance for Parkinson's, acknowledging that you don't have to be an older person to suffer from Parkinson's disease, but certainly it is positioned on a Sunday. And what that meant was that the company, our Queensland Ballet company, generally doesn't use the studio on Sunday. So it became a very sacrosanct space for all ranges of community to come in and just be at home at Queensland Ballet, and to share their love of ballet and to find out more about ballet and to make Queensland Ballet more accessible to the community. So I guess coming back to your question, Paul, we run in excess of 30 classes a week for our general community. And on average per year, we have in excess of 17,000 registrations coming through who are coming to Queensland Ballet for something more than just watching the production on the stage.
Hey, everybody, Paul here. I just want to mention that genealogybank.com is sponsoring today's show. Remember, genealogybank.com allows you to search through 2+ billion with a B genealogy records. Genealogybank.com is the world's largest obituary collection online, and there are 327 plus years of newspaper coverage there, plus 7,000 newspaper titles from all 50 states, and billions of birth, marriages, and engagement notices, hometown news, and more. And you can explore your ancestry with an unlimited 30-day free trial. Remember, genealogybank.com/NOBS to support the show. And now, back to our interview. We are with Felicity Mandel, who is the Education and Engagement Director at Queensland Ballet. Felicity Mandel, it's just been a pleasure talking to you. I just really have one final question, and that has to do with ballet itself and the language. Often there is a complexity with the moves, but sometimes the language, which is often in French, adds to that level of complexity. And so I'm curious whether or not you see that the combination of both the physical with the mental adds to an ease and better capabilities, both mentally and physically.
Paul, I think that's a really interesting point, and it absolutely came out through the research that our active older adults who are coming to Ballet for Seniors absolutely want to be challenged. And that came through the research. It was openly discussed. It was prompted by the participants who were saying, just because we're older, it doesn't mean that our brains and our bodies aren't active and ready for where we're at. The way that we then worked, I guess, within those parameters is that we now know that the participant is leading their own way through each of the classes and each of the courses that we offer. And it's about knowing their own body and working within the constraints or the no constraints and go for your life almost of where you're at. So that aspect of being challenged was a very, very significant outcome. And I guess what we're saying to our teachers is, you know, don't water anything down. Maybe slow things down if that's required and if your participants are asking for that, but don't reduce the challenging aspect of what's in the class. So that's a really key point.
Queensland Ballet doing some really interesting things and just a fascinating study on these conditions of balance, coordination, mobility, all that can come from dance. And Felicity Mandel, congratulations on all you're doing on this research. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul. It's a real honor to share our findings and share our news and certainly connect with others around the world. So We are a part of a global network of people who love ballet and love to dance. And it's a sector that is very dear to my heart personally. So I'm really, really grateful that you've had me on and that I can continue to share whatever news and findings we have.
Well, thank you again, Felicity. Near and dear to my heart too, but we really appreciate your time and all your insights. Thanks for sharing today.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks very much to our guest today, Felicity Mandel from the Queensland Ballet. To learn more about the research and the article and Dance as Medicine, please check out our website. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. And thanks again to genealogybank.com for all their additional support. For great genealogy resources, newspaper, family history, and family search data, check out genealogybank.com/NOBS to support the show. Join me for our next show, another great one, as we talk about better, the Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.